USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Uvalde, Texas surveillance video shows police response as a gunman fired more than 100 rounds inside Robb Elementary School, murdering children and teachers. The investigation says 18-year-old Salvador Ramos could have been stopped by law enforcement three different times, but wasn't. Sri Lanka's President Rajapaksa fled the country on Tuesday following months of protest over its economic crisis. Rajapaksa's sudden departure prompted the Sri Lankan Prime Minister's office to announce a nationwide state of emergency on Wednesday and impose curfew in the western province. The United States has sent the guided missile destroyer USS Benfold through the northern South China Sea near the disputed Paracel Islands in a move condemned by China. Military officials say the Freedom of Navigation operation was necessary to assert rights and freedoms under international law. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on the wildfire in the Sierra Nevada Mountains out in California.
The Washburn Fire in Yosemite National Park is 22% contained. Firefighters saying the blaze has ripped through more than 3,200 acres since it started on the 7th of July. Firefighters are continuing to deal with hot and dry conditions. As far as the cause of the fire, at Monday's community meeting, Yosemite Superintendent Celie Muldoon said no when asked if they knew how the fire started with this addition.
As you all know, there was no lightning on that day, so it's a human start fire, and it's under investigation. That's all I can really say about that right now. We're looking at that real, real hard.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you missed last month's supermoon, you'll have another chance. This month's buck moon is tonight. The moon's orbit will once again bring it closer to Earth than usual. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, says it's as if Democrats are trying to make absolutely sure the nation falls into a recession. In a Senate floor speech this week, Senator McConnell slams Democrats over the reconciliation bill and extreme taxation of American small business.
Democrats have already picked the American people's pocket once, and now their solution is to pick your pockets a second time. First with inflation, and now with tax hikes. The policies that are being floated are ruinous. The worst possible mix to thrust onto a country that's already teetering on the brink of recession. We're hearing proposals for a gigantic tax hike on small businesses, so-called pass-throughs. Well, Madam President, one think tank has found that about 95% of all American businesses are pass-throughs. About three-quarters of all the small-scale employers in the nation are categorized this way. 95% of American businesses are pass-throughs. This would hammer all kinds of states.
Corporate 7-Eleven is encouraging L.A. County 7-Elevens to close their doors after a string of violent robberies resulted in multiple deaths. Law enforcement agencies in the area say a string of violence is connected with the same man. They say he was responsible for some and possibly all the incidents that started Sunday evening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.